We want to do away with that. Then they want to abolish the Senate completely. Okay? How do senators get there? They're elected. Who elects them? The people. So power of the people, my foot. You're going to take away another arm of government that's elected by the people. So now you're left with one legislative body. Okay, let's move on quickly. Then they want to abolish the Supreme Court. Now, they would have, like France does, they would have a what they would call a constitutional court, but guess who would appoint them? The legislators, or maybe even the one in charge. Now, normally in this type of government, parliamentary form of government, the head of government is called the prime minister in almost all the countries, okay? So let's just say they want a prime minister, okay? Guess who elects the prime minister? The legislature, okay? So you're going to have the people elect a legislature. That's all the people are going to have to do with anything. From then on out, the legislature will select the head of government. Okay? The legislature will appoint judges to a constitutional court. The legislature will be the one responsible for all the laws, and there's no court that can say, sorry, you can't do that, because they're the ones who appoint the court. They can put them in there, they can take it away, right? So, far from having power to the people, you would have no bicameral legislature. You would have one branch controlling everything. The head of government would be the prime minister, who is not elected by the people anymore at all. He's elected by the legislature. And again, the judiciary is basically replaced by, we'll call it Congress, because that's what we call the House now, right? Okay, so that's what they want. They want to change the constitution of government for the United States, something that, even though, like I said, we've had some problems, but it hasn't changed. It's been upheld, mostly, for 250 years, and they want to select one that's even slightly inferior to the one that's had five republics over the same period of time. It don't work. Okay? God gave one. Those people devised another one. And the rest, as they say, is history. Yeah. You can go look at it. Yes. Anybody got any questions? Good, I did a great job. It's just that simple, y'all. When you hear, especially young people, we now hear people talking about, you know, we want to give the power to the people. We're going to help the working man. It's a lie. I mean, look at the paper. It's a lie. They're going to take away the people's ability to vote for the people who run their country. They're going to put it all in themselves. And then once that happens, other bad stuff happens. And that's where you move from socialism. Those scholars who have been around for a long time, as we taught classes for years in the academy, it's probably time for another one. Socialism means that you have private ownership, but you have governmental control. Okay, that's what they're talking about. The next step is to go to communism, where communism is government-owned and government-controlled. So the people are left out completely. They just become the workers, which is the point. Okay? So when you talk to your friends, just say, look, if you want to know what's going on and what they're advocating, go look up the five republics of France. It looks just like that. See how that worked for them. Well, I don't want to go too far off that. We ain't nowhere near that, okay? But people are actually, I think, maybe even, what word shall I use? Maybe overeducated. There's a lot of young people who have been taught, indoctrinated in our country to think that that's a better way, and nobody ever says, okay, let's look at it. All you ever hear is people on television going like, well, socialism never works. Well, why not? And nobody ever explains it. So the young people who tend not to trust adults anyway go, well, let's try it again. Maybe we can get it right. And that's where it keeps going. Just go, no, 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 here. Here it is. This is what they want. Go look it up and look at it. Yep. Simple enough. Okay.
A lot of these people have, like, it's not in their heart to be giving. And they think that other people feel this way. It thinks.
Yeah, and there's, what Nicole's saying is very true. And not only that, it has two sides. What she's talking about is a lot of people don't understand giving at all. And so you have to kind of take it from them because, well, that's taxation, right? Okay. And in order for, I've gone through this in my life a bunch, in order for a government to function, it has to have funds. And it's got to get them from somewhere. And some places are better than others. I personally believe that there's no way the government should be involved in your income. Okay? That should be out. But there are other ways to go about it. In fact, we pay taxes on virtually everything. Okay? So you could do without the, quote, income tax, would get the government out of your government, government out of your finances personally. But the idea, again, Jesus said, beware of covetousness. And I've said this so many times to so many people, covetousness is like at the top of what some really bad things are as they cascade down. You can go from covetousness to strife to envy. Envy is a very bad thing. To jealousy. All of those things come out of that root of, quote, covetousness. That's why Jesus emphasized that. And when you got people out there who don't have something, and they look around at people who have something, and they're saying, give me something. Okay? And that is a natural thing. Babies do that. Children do that. Adults aren't supposed to do that. Adults are supposed to have reached a point in their lives where they realize that in this country, you have the opportunity to do things. And I heard I'll do one more thing and I'll stop. Okay, heard somebody doing a thing the other day. They were talking about Mayor Mamdani in New York and what he said with regard to Elon Musk and the idea of all the money there. And the fact of the matter is that Mamdani came from a family who had more wealth than Elon Musk's family, okay? However, he's not ever had a job. This is kind of his first. And so he doesn't personally have stuff, so you just take it from other people or let taxpayers pay for it, okay? Musk, on the other hand, you can say whatever you want to say about him. This man's not normal. His vision, his intellect, his drive is very unusual, and that's why he's become, quote, the first trillionaire. But again, you talk to people, and you know, it's just not right for somebody to have that much money. It's not like he's sitting around with this much money in the bank.